This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show. We're live at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for our Buckets and Bets event. Home to the, of course, iconic Guitar Hotel. We're live, by the way.
I'm fraternizing.
All right, just want to make sure.
We have live events. I got to fraternize.
Yeah, no, you do you, man. You do you. You do you. How was the restroom affair? Because I know, you know, it's far. It is you know, a bit of a hike, and you're not very mobile right now. So
that's a long way. I am tired right now.
Yeah.
But in the bathroom, a dude waited for me to get out the handicap.
Oh, so how is that? Yeah, how's that going?
It's not going well because, well, one thing I do appreciate that they have handicapped wheelchair-capable sinks that have, like, a little indention under it, so
right.
I can wheel all the way
right.
up
it's
and
a little,
my hand.
Maybe it's a little shorter
it's
as well.
A little shorter one. Right. I appreciate okay. that a lot. Okay. But in the bathroom a second ago, which I tell you, people just treat you different in a wheelchair.
They do.
So a dude waited for me by the sink. I'm washing my hands. He said, "You look just like Channing Crowder." And I said, "Who is that?" He said, "You used to play for the Dolphins?" I was like, "No, nah, man, I don't know." But yeah, man, I don't like all this help.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone.
So this has been an eye-opening experience for you, has it not?
It has, and how people, like, they want to touch you on the shoulder and, like, console you and stuff. And I'm like, man, listen, man, like, leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm good. I'd be good. Three more weeks in the wheelchair, I'm fine. "Oh, well, then, keep your head up, big man." Don't call me big man. I'm a grown-ass. I'm bigger than you. I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
Keep your head up. Yeah, everything will be okay. Yeah, I'll punch you in the face.
See, what do you always say? Like, there's no such thing as a loss. Everything is a lesson, or one of these Denzel
games. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all
this
right.
This is a huge lesson for me.
This is a huge,
oh, yeah.
huge lesson.
Yeah, I appreciate the struggle now with wheelchair people.
Okay, well, you know, maybe just don't do gymnastics moves at home, and you know you'll avoid this.
I learned.
All right, that was fun, by the way. We haven't had that many text messages come in on the show in quite a while. The text line was just crazy with you and Joe Rose sharing parting stories back in your Dolphins days. And what's funny is I knew I would get you guys. I tee you up with the Tua story, which we all know is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I tee you up, and it was like a watermelon, and you both knocked ding-dongs out of the park with just parting stories. I knew it worked. It worked perfectly.
So
perfectly.
It's so crazy to me. Like, me and Joe were talking about off air, like, the names that we were both looking at each other, and we kind of knew the name. Like, he brought up Randy Stark, but Stark doesn't care. So, like, I could bring up Tay and Sean because they don't care. But you know the guys that do care that would not want to be a part of these stories? It's a lot of first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
That you really thought they were watching film and working out 24 hours of the day or 16 when they weren't sleeping there long, 8 hours. No, you enjoy life and you go do your job. And that's what it is. It's funny because people say that to me when I start telling these stories and mess around. "Oh, well, how good could you have really been if you weren't hanging out all the time?" Well, what about this guy that was a 12-time Hall of Famer, the only person ever with a 12-time in a row Hall of Famer in Junior Seau, that was right there next to me? He was just better at football than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. I saw Junior for the first time ever in camp, and I was like, I remember telling T, you know T, my buddy T and J, and my best man at my wedding. I remember after watching Junior Seau practice and Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, and we're sitting at Ale House on University, pre-partying before we go down to South Beach. And they were like, hey, man, how is it? I was like, man, listen, I don't know if I can ever be as good as those three guys. Like, I don't care how hard I work. Those dudes are monsters. And we met them later on that night out partying. Like, I just think people make this, that Tua thing, that people make it a big deal. If I ever made it to the NFL, I would never go out and sit in my house and have a masseuse come over every night. Yeah, what about year 4, 5, 6, 7? What about your third contract? You're literally going to sit in your house and have massages and study film for your whole life, dum-dum. You're not going to do that. You're going to live life.
It's what we said earlier in the week. Dan Day and I, you put $100 million in the bank. You put $10K in the bank, and I'll see you at 11 couple nights in a row in the week. Solana,
they gave me a check for $588,000 after taxes. My third week in Miami.
Yeah.
I'm about to go have me a good time. It wasn't $100 million. It was $588,000. But I looked at the check, and I've told the story before, and I'm like, I'm about to enjoy this money. I was 21 years old with $500,000 cash. You're just not going to do it. People are irrational if they really feel as if you're going to get a 21-year-old all-star to come and sit in his house and talk to nutritionists and masseuses all day.
I've been trolling, obviously, but it's ridiculous. I mean, it's March.
Alone, man.
He's fine. He's okay. But
and he's Polynesian. I tell you another thing too. Polynesians party. All my Polynesians: Paul Soliai, Samson Satelli, Reagan Mawai, Julius Seau. If I keep thinking, I play with about a dozen Polynesians. They go. Troy Polamalu parties. Troy can go all night. I've been with Troy before, and TP can go. It's, I don't know, it's part of their culture or whatever, but, man, it's crazy when people start criticizing these guys, especially in the offseason.
It's funny. Whenever you bring up Troy Polamalu, all I think about is the Head & Shoulders commercials with his hair. Am I the only person? I know, he balled in the NFL. Dude was a stud.
First ballot.
All I think about is his hair and the Head & Shoulders commercial. That's it. That's all I think about with Troy Polamalu.
Yep. Don't what's this thing? Don't be overcoached. Mm. Don't get overcoached.
No.
Man,
yeah.
Go make a play. That's all I remember talking with him. Go make a play, CC. That's all you got to do. Go make a play, CC. That's all his whole thing was, go make a play.
We're going to have a lot of fun here. So I told Lee Sterling to come out and join us, because why not have somebody who's handicapping these games? Paramount Sports, obviously, Lee Sterling joins us every week. I told him, come out here. It's basketball heaven. Help us handicap some plays. He's got to play on Florida. He's going to join us in the next segment later on this hour. We do have a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks as well. We'll give that away on the show at some point. And I want to get to headlines, but first, let's do a quick cat talk with Dan Day back in the studio. Cat talk.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. Rawr.
Rawr. Man, this bothers me every time Jimmy does that. Cat talk is sponsored by
Jimmy's a tiny,
that's why I do it.
Jimmy's a tiny little cat.
Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. And as I always say, shop online, HollywoodKia.com. I read this in FloridaHockeyNow.com from George Richards. And Dan Day alluded to it in the headlines last hour, but with Bob's 25-save performance last night in the 1-0 overtime victory over Columbus, who, by the way, Columbus is ranked 11th in the league in goals per game at 3.15 per game, and the Panthers limited them to just 25 shots. So as well as Bob played, bro, Panthers defense without Aaron Ekblad was slipping up a little bit. They stepped up yesterday. He writes that Bobrovsky became the first Florida goalie to shut out the same opponent in three straight starts, as Dan alluded to, dating back to last April. And he writes, of Florida's three wins against the Blue Jackets this season, Bob got two of them. Spencer Knight, no longer with us, got the other. Bob has three shutouts now, including two against his former team during a run where he has not allowed more than two goals in any of his seven starts in the month of March. I'm telling you, Bobby is getting hot at the right time. Okay? Yep. Getting hot at the right time.
And that's what it was. And going into overtime and having the power play and having that one-man advantage, you knew what they were about to do. And who comes up? Who steps up? Ekblad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Barkey.
Barkey.
Barkey steps up. Your guy, you're out there without. Like, I just can't wait till we get Marchant back and we get Kachuk back and we get. So we're winning. You know, we had two games here, one game there, win-loss. But think about when they're in full power in the playoffs. It's going to be something special.
It is. There's no doubt. All right, let's do headlines here. 3 o'clock hour. We're out here at our Buckets and Bets event. Duke just tipped off against Mount St. Mary's. Everybody, Duke's the favorite, the overall favorite to win the tournament. And Cooper Flagg is playing, by the way. He was given the green light to play.
Is he Cooper Flagg or is he a shell of Cooper Flagg? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to find out. I don't know, you know, if he's 100%. I don't know what the deal is, but I do know that on the second play of that game, he just threw up a lob to his teammate. So a pretty good start for number two.
That's why I said, ooh. But they're going to have to see my boys from Florida coming up here soon, and we'll see what happens then.
Yes, sir. What do you got, Dan?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen tonight. Two very streaky teams will face off at the Kaseya Center at 8 o'clock. The Heat, losers of 9 in a row. The Houston Rockets, winners of 8 in a row.
Yeah, the way I'm starting off pre-heat tonight, Crowder, is two teams collide headed in opposite directions. And the Miami Heat are heading in the direction none of us want them to be headed. They're the 10th seed right now, by the way. They're 5.5 games ahead of the Raptors for getting out of the play-in tournament totally. Unless this gets really
ugly.
It's ugly, all right. But I'm talking about, like, the Heat just say, F it. Bam, Tyler, head to Cancun a little early. And, we'll play Keyshawn Johnson, Josh Christopher the rest of the season. I can't imagine a scenario where Miami is getting jumped by Toronto or by the Sixers or by the Nets for that final play-in seed. I can't imagine it. But as we've discussed, with the way this team's playing right now, there's, 13, 14 games remaining in the regular season. Even if they're the 9 or 10 seed, they're going to win two games on the road. Or two games to be the 8 seed in a row. I don't buy it, man.
What's encouraging you about this? Do they have a solid roster? Spo's going to figure it out? Like, what's your thought about that? Because, like, it's funny, we laugh at the Raptors, but aren't we the Raptors now?
Oh, yeah, you are.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so what is it? We're two, because we have Bam and Tyler. We're two talented. Spo is going to figure out some kind of game rotation.
I'm saying I'm not buying it. Like, I'm not buying them, even if they're the 9 seed or the 10th. Right? They're the 9 seed, right?
I got
they host. They host that first playing tournament game. Then they play the loser. They're not in yet. They play the loser of the 7-8 game. And then the winner of that game is the 8 seed. And that game would be on the road. If the 9 or 10, you have to win. And then win again to be the 8 seed just to play the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're not good enough.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world if that happened. It wouldn't be. They win two games to get to be the 8 seed. It wouldn't be the craziest thing, but I'm not buying it right now, because what have they shown us over the past month, month of March, that they could win two straight games against anybody? Not just the Cavs. I'm talking about anybody.
Nothing.
Well, tonight, by the way, the Rockets, who are the 2 seed in the Western Conference. They've won 8 straight, as Dan Day mentioned. They're 45-25. And to put it in perspective, OKC is 12.5 games ahead as the 1 seed of the Houston Rockets, who are the 2 seed. Just to put perspective on how good OKC has been this year.
They don't even put up 1-5. They put up 2-6 now on ESPN, because OKC's no one's getting anywhere close.
Did you see who balled last night? You see who had a career high in points last night?
Who's that? Fatty?
Nah. Fatty's out tonight, actually.
I heard Fatty had that in my notes. Zion, his back hurt because he's carrying around that gut.
Fatty's out tonight. Bronny James LeBron James Jr. dropped 17 points last night, a career high. He played 30 minutes yesterday, and he shot 7 of 10 from the field, 5 assists, 3 rebounds in 30 minutes. Bronny James, masterclass last night.
Why didn't he play 30 minutes? Somebody was hurt?
Nobody played for the Lakers. They were down 45 against the Milwaukee Bucks. Who cares? Who cares? Why is that important? Bronny James, baby.
Oh, trash time. Okay. Now it makes sense. I didn't watch the game last night. I was traveling. Now it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trash time.
Well, he's got a bright future, I think. 17 points in an NBA game. Yeah. I did see a funny stat, though. He hit yesterday a couple threes. I think he has 6 career three-pointers in the NBA. He has more career three-pointers than Ben Simmons does already in his career.
Come on now, man. This Bronny experiment needs to come to an end.
Yeah.
LeBron better not run up on me. Pack your lunch.
You're in a wheelchair, man.
I don't know who's going to win any fight I'm in, but everybody's going to the hospital.
You're in a wheelchair, bro.
Everyone's going to the hospital.
One other thing I wanted to mention. Somebody texted in, 305-567-0560. Sorry, Dan. I just hijacked headlines from you. Eric Spoelstra threw out the first pitch yesterday for the Hurricanes baseball game versus FSU. And you know I love Spo.
Yeah.
I'm a Spo guy. But he threw out the first pitch. Hawk's first pitch was better. Let's just put it that way.
It was.
Let's just put it that way. And
like his fourth quarter inbound plays.
And unfortunately, the Canes lost 14-1 to FSU.
Spo set the standard.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Spo, I love you, bro. But maybe just hang out. Hang out at the crib.
Do you get the warm up? I really didn't ask Hawk that because I want to make fun of him too bad.
Remember, Hawk said he had no bullpen experience. He got no
one. What do you think? They let you go out to the bullpen, get a little BP in?
Little, just a warm up. You're on the hump. Now you're pitching, throwing down. Like, I've never thrown an opening pitch, so I don't know. But
yeah, me neither. Hey, FIU, what the hell, man? Billy Gill gets a first pitch. I don't get a first pitch.
Yes, and they don't really like you.
I guess not.
I guess nothing. They don't. I'll tell you now.
Working on this show, they might be doing you a favor because if you mess up out there,
I'll throw gas. I throw gas. I throw gas.
I'm state filth.
I'm like Daddy Yankee, just straight gasolina, you know?
I was pitching to Lil Chan. One time in the batting cages, and I pegged him.
Was he pissed?
He was so mad. Like, in the batting cage, you're supposed to, like, throw, like, you know, watermelons over the, you know, just warm up. And I threw one, and I hit him in his leg, and he was like, Daddy. I was like, my bad, bro. So I don't know how my first pitch would go.
What's the deal with Canes baseball? 14-1 to FSU?
Well, FSU is fifth in the nation.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That makes it better.
Yeah. That makes sense, I guess. But UM hired their new coach, and it's kind of been
JD Arteaga.
Arteaga. Yeah. It's been tough.
They had a losing record last year.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's been tough. I saw some Canes fans on Twitter very very upset after losing 14-1 to FSU yesterday. Alabama, by the way, was able to take care of Robert Morris 90-81. Baylor did get the quote-unquote upset 9-8 seed, 75-72. Iowa State is blowing out Lipscomb. Colorado State and Memphis right now are tied, 17-15 left in the second half. And Duke is all over Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's beat UM this year, right, Dan Day?
Yes.
They beat the Canes earlier this year, 13-4. Is the score. Cooper Flagg is in the game. Let me see if they have his stats up yet. He's got 5 points right now.
Oh, Cooper playing.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going from Memphis, too, with old Penny Hardaway.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Yep. Penny's the head coach.
He's still the head coach?
He's the head coach. Big-ass dude on the sideline that's taller than everybody else.
Anybody anybody really into this McNeese State team manager by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Any of you guys?
With the showing off his watches?
Yeah.
Showing off his watches.
His name is Amir Khan, and he's the team manager for McNeese State. They upset Clemson yesterday. And the funny part is Hollywood had a ton of money on Clemson. So I was giving them the business yesterday when McNeese State came out and won that game. But so he's getting NIL. The team manager is getting NIL. Remember like Sister Jean?
What? Dude.
Remember Sister Jean back in the day who kind of like took over college basketball?
The old lady in the wheelchair.
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, Loyola. That's right.
Crowder, they had your Florida Gators guys that were on the sidelines taking pictures with that dude from McNeese State during the game yesterday.
Really? The little guy's flashing his jewelry?
Yeah, the Florida Gators players were sitting there like,
man,
they should have taken pictures with them.
They need to go back to Gainesville and tighten these boys up.
So he got NIL deals with like Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm-hmm. They gave him, he comes out with the giant boombox. They gave him a giant Buffalo Wild Wings boombox. I mean, he's literally like the face of college basketball
famous.
Right now. The face of the tournament.
Man, people be dumb.
Crazy.
I've been saying all the masses are asses. People be dumb.
All right, let's wrap up headlines. Lee Sterling is going to sit down with us next segment. Try to make us some money as we have college basketball heaven right in front of us here at Buckets and Bets.
Lee, ready.
We get to weather in just a second, but it's beautiful weather for the Miami Open. Coco Gauff actually advanced yesterday. Of course, play continues for the next over a week.
Yeah, I know your daughter and your wife love tennis.
Yeah.
Your wife played tennis collegiately,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she played at Howard. She's number one at Howard, and Ava still plays.
Are they going to the Open?
Yes.
Happens to be really
cool. And you
cool,
know I'm name drop now. You know I'm buddies with Tiafo.
Yeah, you so, love Tiafo.
Yeah, so I'm going to go down there and mess with Big Fofo.
Yeah, I love Tiafo because he wears the cutoffs when he plays.
Yeah.
Always wears cutoffs.
It's funny. He's just a normal dude. I like people that you look at as like these stars, and then they're just normal people. Tiafo's just a normal guy that you see sitting at, you know, like sitting here at Hard Rock, hanging out, playing poker.
You should get Ben Shelton on the pivot. He went to UF, Ben Shelton.
The light-skinned little boy.
Yeah, he's American.
I talk with him.
Yeah. And he happens to be really cool, like a good personality.
Yeah.
He blew up on the scene. I think it was at Wimbledon. Maybe it was the French Open, but one of the slams, he went all the way, I think, to the quarters or the semis, and he was unranked. Now he's the 13th ranked in the nation. He went to UF, happens to be a very good tennis player.
Yeah. Him and Forwards, how they're having a tough run right now, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk to tennis players after they just got beat. Like football players. It's fun. I swear to goodness, I talked about this with Fred the other day. Football players, like, you have the next week to bounce back. When tennis players lose, like, now they train for another 3-4 months.
Yeah.
So it's like it just sits with them about the loss. And,
right.
Yeah, and they're different people with tennis players.
Football, it's a team sport. With tennis, it's all on you. So when you lose, you straight got beat.
And you get knocked out of, like, this round of 64 or something, and now you're just sitting around watching other people play tennis. You know you're better than, like, they are. I can never play tennis. I need some people to blame my failures on.
Story of my life.
Damn, CP, you can't score no points.
But you got to have mental fortitude, Crowder. It's something you lack and that I have. I'll teach you, though. Don't worry. I'll teach you.
Did Ira Winderman beat you in tennis?
Maybe. Allegedly. What do you got? What do you got for weather, Dan?
From the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. One word, beautiful.
Yes, sir. It is gorgeous out here. We got giant beer pong, J Fig, and some of our promo team are playing. There's basketball courts, there's everything out here. So come out, Buckets and Bets at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Still tickets available. We're going to try to win some money. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. He is out here.
Goodness gracious.
Lee's
got
notes. He is. Look at that. Pages. Pages.
Lee got something coming.
Lee wrote the Bill of Rights over there. What the hell, Lee? Lee Sterling is going to make you a smarter better on the other side. Hawk and Crowder will take you up until 6 p.m.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
It is happening at our Buckets and Bets event. Everybody's coming up to Crowder. They're fascinated with what they're seeing. Channing Crowder in a tough spot.
This isn't funny.
It's not. I'm not laughing.
You do laugh. And everybody else laughs. Vlad just walked up laughing. Y'all just laugh at me, man. I'm struggling. I'm physically hurt.
It's a lot of, you know, Vlad. I love Vlad. A lot of Knicks fans. This guy over there was chirping at me yesterday, telling me Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is better than LeBron James and Michael Jordan. He was showing me Kareem Abdul-Jabbar stats. Like,
I don't even got to look at him. He's 70. Right? I don't even know who he's pointing at, but he's 70-something years old.
Yeah,
I've had that conversation with some old dudes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, I'm very excited because Lee Sterling has meandered over to the Hard Rock here, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which is where we're at, the Buckets and Bets event. It's a college basketball watch party that is literally the best possible way to enjoy all of the action. And Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com has joined us. He's a professional sports handicapper. Lee, you join us every Friday. And Crowder, I call Lee. I'm like, bro, if you're going to join us, just come. Might as well come out here and enjoy what, you know, we've been enjoying now for the past 2 days.
I bet you had to twist his arm.
Yeah, you know, I really had to convince Lee. I really had to talk to him. So Lee Sterling is out here. Lee, you have an entire constitution handwritten in front of you. So you have come prepared to help us sound like we know what we're doing when we're betting the tourney.
So my father, when I was growing up, said, if you write something down, there's a better chance you're going to understand it. And when you had to take a test, better chance you're going to be able to memorize it. So that's the bottom line. And I would usually get an A when I did it. When I didn't do it, probably got a B or a C. So I try to apply that. You know, when you're watching games, I'm watching a lot of these tournaments. I've been watching games, I mean, extensively the last 3 or 4 weeks. What I'll do is, even if I don't have a bet on the game, I have my computer in and I will jot down notes. And a lot of times you'll see something and then later on, might be 2-3 games down the road, you can apply, you know, what you saw. So that's a little bit about what I use in my handicap.
Okay.
And Lee, I've talked about it before. I've actually asked you this question in different ways because it's amazing to me. But like you said, you watch games, and some other people think that they, you know, they gamble and watch games. Right. Like, the amount of time you spend watching games, and we've talked about it off air and on. Like, explain to people, like, the research you've done for this tournament.
All right, well, let me give you an example during football season. Football season, I watch 12 to 15 games live every Saturday, and then I'll watch 8-9 games live in the NFL. Starting Sunday night, I will sit there and watch every single game that I didn't watch. Now, you can watch it, you know, you can fast forward through it in like 22, 23 minutes.
Right.
So, basketball, you know, you can't watch, I'm not going to watch Robert Morris, you know, in conference tournament, but I will watch, you know, certain games. I want to see them matched up against certain teams. So, you know, when they're playing the worst team in the conference, doesn't mean much. Same like in the NFL. When Alabama is going to be playing Middle Tennessee, I'll watch the first half, first three quarters, and then that's it. So the bottom line is you want to get as much info, and you might see something. Let's say it's the backup quarterback in football. In basketball, you know, it might be that sixth guy. He's out, and if he's not going to play, who's going to be that guy that's going to take his place? So I'm looking for the littlest bit of edge. These odds makers, they are really sharp. I mean, there was a couple games yesterday where the line opened up 4.5. People love the underdog. And what happened? They ended up, those underdogs, get bet down to 2.5. The favorite won by 3 in both games. So
crazy.
So I'm looking. I never bet bad lines. Like, I like the underdog, and one of the games I betted at 4.5. Another one I missed it. I hoped it was going to go up. It didn't. So I laid off. Mm-hmm. So sometimes your best bet is no bet at all. And in the tournament, what I'm looking to do is, most important thing is guard play. You know, forwards are like linebackers. I hate to say that, Channing. If you got great defensive linemen, you know, you can have, there's a million guys that are 6'2", 225, 235.
Yes, sir.
But if you got two stud defensive linemen, like Tim Bowens and someone else right next to them.
Change the game.
Because you can't run the football, and they collapse the pocket. So the bottom line is, I'm looking for guard play, guards that don't turn the ball over, can hit free throws, and coaches in the last 2 minutes that can settle their team and call that one big play that can make the difference.
What's the busier time for you, though? Because I imagine Super Bowl is, like, insane. Like, the lead up to the Super Bowl, playoffs, then you get the week off and lead up to the Super Bowl. Is March Madness more hectic?
Yes.
I guess because it's a longer process, obviously. But even, like, the lead up to it, you're watching, I don't know, all those conference games that you mentioned. It's got to be more hectic for you, right?
More busy? It is. And the 3 days, all of a sudden, people that bet all football, a lot of them stop. Probably half the gamblers, they stop, and they want to recharge. And what do? They come flying back in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the tournament. So it's busy. Usually on Wednesday nights before the tournament, I'm up till 10, 11 o'clock just sending out numbers for people who can get their call-in number once they sign up.
Man, that's wild. Yeah, and then with the tournament, is it you have better, I don't know, better odds, I don't know how you would say it, Lee, but betting these earlier rounds than waiting until it gets down to the 16-8?
There's more mistakes. I'll probably bet a lot more games early. And once they've seen the teams, obviously, you know, the lines are going to be even tighter. Like, you're going to see, for instance, the game tomorrow. Everyone's, you know, excited about St. John's. You got Rick Pitino. You know, he's going to be coaching up against John Calipari. That line is 7. I'll bet you that line is good. It's going to be from 4-8, 4-9, 4-10 points almost the entire game.
Yeah.
They're sharp. You know that.
Yes, sir.
But you know, a team, like the average person, you know, they don't watch Drake. And Drake might be able to play a certain defense that might be able to slow down Texas Tech. So the public will be all over St. John's and Arkansas. That's probably going to be the most bet game tomorrow, either that or Tennessee, UCLA. But the sharps will probably be on a game like Drake versus Texas Tech.
Yeah, I see it now. Razorbacks are +6.5 tomorrow. Moneyline is at +240, depending on where you check. Obviously, the website is ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling, before we get into some of your picks, do you fill out brackets?
I don't know if you fill out brackets or
not. Okay, so you have your bracket.
Yep.
All right, so if you don't have Florida, Crowder is going
to knock
there you out.
There we go. That's my man.
At least we're going to the championship.
I have him going to the championship game and, believe it or not, losing to Houston.
That was surprising when I saw that.
So my final four I have is Michigan State, Florida, Duke, and Houston. I have Houston winning.
Okay, so 3-1 seeds, and then Michigan State at 2 seed.
Normally, I'll have, have like a 1, a 2, a 5, and an 8.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those years. There's only 6 or 7 teams that can win it all.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of upsets, I think, today, the rest of the day, like we got Colorado State here for the game and second half. So we like Colorado State. They were actually a favorite. First time I've ever seen it. A 12 seed would favorite over
a 5 seed.
First time ever. So, you know, when I fill out the brackets, it's a little bit different, obviously. You know, like I had McNeese State, but I had them plus the points yesterday. I had them in my bracket, but I only have them going one round because I like them a lot, but they're going to face Purdue.
Right.
So the key to filling out a bracket is, I had this friend one time, I'll never forget, he moves from L.A. and he picks a perfect bracket. All four Final Four teams, was like 190 people in the pool, but he was out once they got to the Final Four. Why? Picked like 21 upsets in the first round. He had these crazy teams going 2 and 3 rounds, but he picked the Final Four. The key is you want to stay in it until the second round.
Right.
So you want to have 5, 6, 7 upsets, but don't have like 15 or 20.
If you pick the Final Four teams, you're good, but you need the points at the beginning of the tournament as well. I picked a couple upsets in our bracket for Odyssey. You know, I had the Creightons winning. I had McNeese State over Clemson as well. But I'm not getting crazy. I had KU going to, I think, the Sweet 16, and KU lost yesterday. So
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Self retires.
Wow.
Really?
To make that predict, I just think that NIL's changed it, and they got a lot of money.
Well, it's probably going to happen more and more across college basketball. Guys like Coach L, just not thrilled with the system. Yeah. All right.
You see NIL change quickly. Have you seen the tournament change with NIL?
Oh, yeah.
As we talked about other sports, but this is changing.
Yeah.
Like a McNeese State or somebody.
Yeah. Well, Will Wade, he came over from LSU.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be going to NC State. He brought some players. So all of a sudden, they're good. You know, Memphis, they change. Yeah. You know, they're on right now. Penny. They change year to year.
Yeah.
But I don't love Penny Hardaway as a head coach.
Can Penny coach?
No. Because
he's a friend of mine.
No, he's a friend.
You be honest with me. Yeah.
Okay, so he can recruit. Mm-hmm. He is really good. He's a good people person coach. But and they actually won a lot of close games this year, which they had not done in the past. But if you get to the last 2 minutes, he's kind of low. Bottom 30-40%.
No, I'll be honest, man. I know. And Golden, you know, Florida. My man Golden does his thing.
The only crazy thing about, and I love Florida.
Yeah.
Florida talent-wise is off the charts.
Crazy, yeah.
But he's never won a tournament game.
Wow.
That's the only thing that scares me. And they're in the toughest bracket.
Well, it's going to happen tonight, though, Lee. It's going to happen tonight. They're, 28.5-point favorites or whatever.
You never ate a cheeseburger until you ate a cheeseburger now. Y'all get out of here messing with my Gators.
If UF loses tonight, you will never hear the end of it from
this
me,
place here, it'll be cleared out, right?
28.5-point favorites on the Hard Rock Bet app.
Crazy.
They're minus 20,000 on the money line. Yeah. It's a guarantee. All right, Lee, let's hear some of your picks here for the tournament. And I don't know, do you have a play on the Heat game tonight? If you don't, it's okay. No. I didn't ask you before.
Okay.
The Heat are 5.5-point dogs, the last I checked a couple hours ago at home. It's crazy. They were dogs versus the Detroit Pistons in late March at home.
Yeah.
And then Houston, second seed in the West, 8-game win streak, are 5.5-point favorites as well in Miami. Crazy, though, that Miami is falling this much.
Okay, so the line, Hard Rock app right now, 4.5.
Okay.
Minus 105. Channing just put down his cast on his left leg and two of his drinks on the game. So there's some heavy wagering coming in on Miami.
Yeah.
I like Houston. Okay. I mean, I just think that they just in transition are probably going to get too many easy baskets. So as a 30, how many years has he been in 37?
88. So, yeah.
37, 38 years.
37. This is probably their 38th year, yeah.
I mean, season one. Ticket holder, day one. My priority number is 116, but they started at 101. Tells you how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
so day one. I just think that right now, unless Wiggins can play, they just on ball defending, just having too many problems.
I think that's why the line moved a little bit because Andrew was upgraded the probable. All right. Let's do some of your picks here, Lee.
All right.
What do you got?
All right. Let's start with North Carolina, 405, playing Ole Miss. Best player on the court. I always like to have that best player and guard, R.J. Davis.
Yeah.
They can't beat Duke, but he can score in the last 2 minutes. So, slight lean to North Carolina. Next one, 435, Grand Canyon. So, you got to understand the story behind everything. Grand Canyon won last year, first round game.
Yeah.
So, it's not like the moment's going to be too big for him. Maryland head coach, Kevin Willard, wants an extension. Come out and said want an extension, but the AD is leaving. And with Damon Evans leaving, I just think there's a lot of uncertainty going on here. And you get a team that's a little distracted, head coach is a little distracted. Give me Grand Canyon, first round, plus 10.5. Florida, Norfolk State. Norfolk State, check this out, lost by 18 points to Grand Canyon. Lost to Baylor by 25, 94-69, and they played well. They shot 48.9% from the field.
Crazy.
And I'll never forget, I watched this game, they shot 55.6% from three-point land, 10 for 18.
What, they have 72 turnovers? I mean, they shot very efficiently.
Yeah, yeah, they had turnovers. What happens is when a team, when these lower-level conference teams go up against the big boys, you probably saw playing those first couple games. You play a football game, and you're playing against Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, Florida those loves a cupcake,
they,
man.
Florida loves a cupcake. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't Montana State. They scheduled them like five times, right, in a row.
Citadel. Yeah. Oh, you got to play the Citadel.
I played FAMU and San Diego State twice. Yeah, we didn't like the monster.
No. So what happens is, you saw those kids, they got their eyes like bug eyes. So all of a sudden everything changed. Those three-pointers, those opportunities that are open, you know, when they're playing in conference and against teams similar to them, not so much against better teams. And then they lost. This is crazy. They lost to Tennessee only by 15. So you have to also look at what happened the next game. Tennessee was going to play Arkansas a couple days later. In that game, Tennessee shot 25% from the three-point land, 8 for 31. So I just think if you have to pick a side here, you want to lay the 28.5 here. And Florida's Walter Clayton, plus 20 points in four of the last five games.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Go Gators.
I love it.
Gators. 98 to 55.
All right.
Oh, Lee, you were dragging me along. I didn't know which way to circle. My nose ready.
ParamountSports.com. Lee, yep. We're running out of time. Yep. Do you have any other plays, or are those your three?
One more.
Yeah, give me one
Oregon.
More.
Oregon, late night tonight. Okay. So need that late night, you know, you got to bounce back. You
hopefully
know.
Not chasing. Hopefully
no, hopefully not,
not
yeah, chasing. Yeah, yeah. So here's what we got. Except for Louisville, no one had to travel shorter of these better teams. Louisville, and they lost. But Oregon is a 5 seed, and Dana Altman, their head coach, when there's a lot of expectations, doesn't do well. So just like John Calipari, when they're underdogs or the expectations aren't there, you know, not they usually play better. So Liberty, they take an average of 27 three-pointers a game. They do hit 39%. But they only scored above 80 points once in the two-month period between January and February. In March, all the teams they played in competition in their conference were from fifth last to last. So you're looking, you're seeing them win, but they really played no one. When they did play a good team, Liberty, UCLA, they got shut down completely here. And they only have one kid that's above 6'5 that plays regularly. One kid that's 6'8. So I think UCLA, so much athleticism, so much height. I think Oregon, the Ducks just blow them out here.
Okay, so yep. Laying the 6.5
yep.
versus Liberty, that would bust my bracket, by the way. But I like what Lee Sterling is saying. Again, the website is ParamountSports.com. We love talking with Lee Sterling every week. Here are his tournament picks, and get these in early because, you know, UNC and Ole Miss starts in about, 25 minutes. UNC over Ole Miss later today again at 4:05. Grand Canyon plus 10.5 against Maryland. Florida laying the 28.5 versus Norfolk State. That got Crowder's
highlighter game.
Oregon laying the 6.5 against Liberty. That is your late night action. That begins at 10 p.m. That's the last game tonight. Lee Sterling, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We appreciate you. Go enjoy the rest of your day. Again, ParamountSports.com, and your Twitter is Paramount Sports.
Yep, at Paramount Sports.
At Twitter. Lee, thank you so much.
Thanks,
really
guys.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a break here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. We'll keep you updated with all the games. Right now, Colorado State leads Memphis with 6 minutes to go, 66-58. St. Mary's and Vandy just tipped off midway through the first half. They're tied at 11, and Duke is blowing out Mount St. Mary's. No surprise there, 48-24.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papa Reino.
Papa Leclano.
Hawk and Crowder.